Some of you have already called this race on November 5th. I don't blame you for that, because we're trying to do something unprecedented. We're trying to do something unprecedented because the crisis we face in this city and in this country is unprecedented. The challenges that we face are unprecedented. And for all the talk that we hear, whether it's on the online comment boards or from people around the country about wanting a candidate who's different and wanting change, we have to ask ourselves, when is that time going to be? And I'm going to say that the time is now. Every election cycle, you know, the rich get richer, and the poor and working class and middle class work harder. The earth gets a little bit warmer, the tensions get a little bit deeper, and we have to ask, how much is enough? When will we as a people recognize what it means to live in a democratic republic, where the representatives of the people come from the people and actually represent the concerns and the sense of urgency that so many of us feel about what's happening in the state of the world? I'm in this race because of the sense of urgency that I have felt as a father and as a citizen and as a working person in this country. And it's a sense of urgency that, frankly, I don't feel is shared by the people that we continue to support and elect. My life has been about collaborative, democratic leadership. That is primarily what I bring to this race. When I hear the other candidates talk about leadership, what I hear is management. And management and administration is exactly what we see across the country. People who have been trained to manage. Management happens from outside of the problem. Leadership happens from inside the problem. It emerges from the people's concerns. And there is no one in this race who can say on the three issues that the people of Syracuse say that they care most about, poverty and jobs, crime and education, no one can come close to the insider knowledge and firsthand experience that I have with those issues.